Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm Justin T. Weller.
Oh, and I'm Campy.
He's Ralph Schmidt.
Oh, I'm Ralph Dingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah?
His name is my name, too.
Whenever I go out?
Whenever we go out. Come on, man.
The people always shout.
There goes Jacob.
No, you have to sing Ralph, whatever.
I don't care.
Organ, you don't even remember.
Ralph Schmidt, Dingleheimer, the third.
What is the name of that?
What?
What we were just singing.
John Dingleheimer Schmidt. No. The old
Go
classic.
Ahead and spell Dingleheimer for me, would you? I have it in front of me. No, don't look it up.
Oh, no, I are. Okay, I was going to spell it. Jingle, yeah, like you. Jingle. J-I-N-G-L-E.
Heimer.
H-E-I-M-E-R.
Wow, look how good you are.
Yeah, Dingleheimer.
John Jacob Dingleheimer Schmidt.
No. Oh, we missed Jacob.
Is a traditional children's song that originates, oh God, Wikipedia, thanks for asking for money.
Yeah, they're asking for
money. That originates
right now.
From the United States. Hey, it's a U.S. original.
U.S. original. We could, oh, it's was it a Barney song originally?
Barney.
That lets us all make believe. Dude, Barney's so weird.
The song, oh, he's kind of creepy. I watched a lot of Barney, though. The song consists of one verse repeated over and over.
Dingleheimer Schmidt.
Dude. What's the name of the Barney dinosaur that's the green one? It's the girl.
Oh, I don't know.
Whenever we go out.
Dude, I tell you what. I'm shocked that I wasn't afraid of Barney as a kid.
That's the end of the song. That's the actual end of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's actually here in parentheses.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It is pretty rad.
Yep.
How long did Barney play?
Oh, the lyrics of the song depend on who is singing.
Really?
The origins of the song are obscure.
Oh,
some
boy.
Evidence places its roots in the theater acts of the late 19th and 20th century in immigrant communities. Weird.
My God. Barney has 13 seasons and 268 episodes.
Good Lord.
By the nine. Oh, that is so many.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Jeez,
let's be honest. That's something.
For children ages 1 to 8. There you go.
Gotcha.
Premiered on PBS in 92, man.
Yeah.
3 years before we were even born.
Getting good.
A purple anthropomorphic Tyrannosaurus Rex who conveys educational messages through songs and small dances.
I'm sorry, but when you read it like that,
I know.
Does anyone be like, oh yeah, kids show, definitely.
A purple anthropomorphic Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
When you really think about what Barney is, it's quite strange. It's like every kid show.
Yeah.
Remember that kid show where like the gerbil and the duck and all of them would go on like super powered adventure missions. Wonder Pets.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
on our way. Yeah, that's a little too old for us. But
kids shows are weird.
Allie and Macy were young enough for that one. God, that was weird. They're all so weird. What a revival of Barney is set for a 2017 launch. By God, we're coming back.
Barney's back.
Barney's back, baby.
Barney back in black. The black dinosaur.
A purple anthropomorphic Tyrannosaurus.
I mean, who decided that? Like, yep. Who should host this kid show? Oh, I know. It ought to be a big, fat, freaking purple T-Rex, because that'll be perfect.
Oh, man.
I mean, evidently it was when you do how many 200-something episodes? So after you do that many, it's got to work, apparently.
Yeah, 268 episodes. Too and many. People at Yale were like, yeah. Super cool. Have concluded that episodes contain a great deal of age-appropriate educational material, calling the program, quote, a model of what preschool television should be.
Wow.
Yeah.
High praise.
High praise for
Yale.
People at Yale.
Not quite as good as your, who do you want to do all your research? Is it Princeton?
Stanford.
Stanford, okay. Screw you, Princeton.
Barney, the main character, is a purple and green Tyrannosaurus Rex in stuffed animal likeness who comes to life through a child's imagination.
Wow.
Barney is a dinosaur. Remember that?
Oh,
imagination.
Sang that all the time.
Baby Bop is a three-year-old green Triceratops. That's Baby Bop is the one that...
A three-year-old green Triceratops.
Yeah, apparently.
Yay, dinosaurs! So see, even they're even educating kids properly that Barney's not actually real. He's just an imaginary figure.
Yeah. BJ is a 7-year-old yellow Protoceratops. And BJ has been on the show since September 27th, 1993. He is Baby Bop's older brother. He sings the song BJ's Song about himself. And he wears a red baseball cap and red sneakers. He lost his hat in the episode Hats Off to BJ. And sometimes says things to hide his fears.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, Barney Revival calls up Camden and says, hey, Cam.
Yeah.
We need a consulting producer.
I'm down. What the heck is a hadrosaur?
The Barney
Apparently, there's also one named Riff, who's an orange 6-year-old hadrosaur.
I love that we're actually talking about
who
Barney.
Is Baby Bop and BJ's cousin.
Baby Bop BJ.
Yeah, Baby Bop BJ cousin. What?
Barney dropped
Riff
the beat.
Has been on the show since September 6, 2006. He wears green sneakers. His theme music is I Hear Music Everywhere.
Yeah.
Riff loves music, and in almost everything he does. That's my character, man.
Yeah, you're Riff?
Riff, I'm the organ hadrosaur.
What is he?
He's a hadrosaur.
A hadrosaur?
Yeah.
What is a hadrosaur? Who aren't familiar with...
A hadrosaur is one of the duck-billed dinosaurs. Remember Ducky from Land Before Time?
So
just
you're
a bigger version of
you're
Ducky.
A duck-billed dinosaur?
I'm a duck-billed dinosaur. Like the one with like the cool little mohawk thing coming out the back? That's a hadrosaur.
Duckbill dinosaur.
Duckbill dinosaur. Dinosaur.
That could be a podcast.
It's a herbivore.
The duckbill dinosaur.
They're descendants of the Upper Jurassic, Lower Cretaceous, Iguanodontian dinosaurs and had similar body layouts.
Yeah. Woo, dinosaur.
Dinosaurs. Dude, dinosaurs are cool.
So if you could be one dinosaur.
Dinosaur?
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
Mm, I don't know. T-Rex is your very kind of obvious choice because they're cool and they're big. But I don't know. I think I'd... If it's just me, like, am I a dinosaur today or am I a dinosaur back when dinosaurs existed?
Back when dinosaurs existed.
I'd be a raptor. I'd be like a cool... See, but no, because real life raptors sucked. I'd be the only raptor that looked like a cool raptor from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I wouldn't be the one with feathers. The bad one.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
That he just made up what raptors look like? Or embellished what raptors look like?
They just recently discovered that they think raptors were more like a bird than... Despite being on the ground,
You know what I'd actually be? I'd like to change my answer.
Okay, so
Triceratops. I want to be a Triceratops.
Yeah?
It's a hard three-way tie between a Triceratops, the one with like a shell on its back, and then like a mace as a tail. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
It's got a really hard tail, but then it's got like the big like rock tail on it.
Just so you know, if you're a Triceratops, that means that you're an herbivorous dinosaur.
That's fine. I'm okay. Raw meat was never really my thing anyway.
Yep. It appeared about 68 million years ago in what is now North America.
Yeah.
So you're already home.
I'm already home.
Woo!
I'm a Triceratops.
Triceratops.
Yippee.
Extinction status. Extinct.
Extinct. Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some. Dinosaurs.
They have found one complete Triceratops skeleton. Whoa.
What in the world?
Triceratops. Triceratops.
Michael and Amy's mom is in the first 3 Barney in the Backyard Gang videos.
Yeah?
Sandy Duncan played mom. Mother Goose is a thing, apparently.
Triceratops is the largest of the horned dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And
Triceratops are rad, man.
As infants, they hatch out of eggs about the size of a cantaloupe and then grow their horns.
That's rad. So they're like bulls.
Yeah.
Or
their name literally means three-horned face.
I love it.
They weigh about 10,000 kilograms.
A little bit more than I weigh now.
And are 9 meters long.
A little bit taller than I am now.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple feet.
Just a couple.
Yeah. That's not actually as big as I thought it would be.
No, Triceratops are 9 feet long. Triceratops are fairly small.
Huh.
Comparatively speaking. They weigh a lot, though. They're hard to move. I don't know how quick they'll run with their dumpy little legs. Like, I always imagine Triceratops' legs are like a forearm length.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
Go, 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 go. But I think they look cool. I think Triceratops are one of the coolest designed dinosaurs out there.
The coolest designed dinosaurs.
Yeah, we designed them.
But, interestingly enough, they actually weigh about 1,000 pounds more than a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah. They don't have to run away from a T-Rex. They only have to dodge one swing and then get him right in the leg with a horn. And then he's coming down.
You know what Tyrannosaurus Rex's name means?
What? Isn't it like... It's not King of the Dinosaurs, is it?
Tyrant Lizard.
Tyrant Lizard. So it's kind of King of the Dinosaurs. Tyrannosaurus. A purple anthropomorphic Tyrant Lizard.
It could run 25 miles an hour at top speed.
It's, yeah. It runs quick. What was Triceratops' top speed?
Huh. It was considered as a very good sense of smell and...
They did that in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. The species Tyrannosaurus Rex is one of the most well-represented of the large theropods. It is 12 meters in length, and its diet consists of flesh and bone. Interesting. It actually can digest and eat bones.
There you go.
Well, I mean, we think.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guess.
Obviously, we don't actually know. And we know that it was about 12 meters long.
Triceratops' top speed, 16.16 miles per hour, 26 kilometers per hour. Not bad for a dumpy little dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good top speed.
So it could maybe just barely outrun the Tyrannosaurus.
No.
It's kind of like on the interstate when you're trying to pass someone, but it's really slow, and it's like, am I going to do it?
So he could
beat him in a really long race if he had enough room to get in front of him.
Well, you gotta, that's why he's got his eyes on the side of his head.
That's right.
So he can look out for predators like the T-Rex.
We don't think about how weird that would be, but think about if you actually process two different images at the same time.
That'd be nuts,
instead of one continuous image like we do. Humans are pretty lame that way.
We are pretty lame.
We don't have any great biological advantages. They're all designed so that we can see each other.
Our biological advantages are right up here.
That's why gestation doesn't finish inside the female, and it takes another 6 months for you to become a human.
Our physical form really
It's
sucks.
True. That's most scientists think that the reason that we're not done developing until we come out of the womb is because our heads got too big and women couldn't push out children if they got any bigger. So
you have, that's why your baby's so squishy and dumb.
That's right. Because it's not, I mean, it's, you know, it's still developing.
Yeah.
So any idea what the T-Rex used its arms for, Cam? Because I feel like this is something that everybody
I
debates.
I have no idea.
Why does he even have those? What is it supposed to do?
Does he pick his teeth?
So interestingly enough.
Or does he have birds for that?
Many scientists believe that the T-Rex used its arms to hold on to its mate.
Yo! Yeah! That's the only thing it was used for? Dinosaur breeding?
That's right. Others believe that the arms were also used to help eat and keep prey in place while eating them.
Oh, boy. Well, what's he going to do with his little dumpy arms?
A study from 1990 hypothesized that the arms could maneuver at least 400 pounds.
What?
Or provide lift when the animal stood on two legs, assuming that the animals ever sat on the ground. So in other words, if he sat on the ground, he could use his little front legs to push up his hind end so that he could stand again.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Nuts.
He has to have some way to stand
up. I like
up,
the first one the most.
Yeah, good old-fashioned dinosaurs.
The T-Rex uses its arms to hold on to its mate.
Yeah.
The Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrant Lizard.
Yep. It's a pretty good name. Stood about 15 to 20 feet tall.
There you go. What dinosaur would you be?
Hmm.
So we can hop away from the fast facts.
The fast facts. Tyrannosaurus. I'll tell you that in just a moment.
Oh, my God.
But it's been a conversation so far, and when you tune in to The State of Us, you'll be sure to hear True Chat's flagship show, completing our mission of bringing truth through the airwaves. Join myself and team to discuss politics and current events every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to The State of Us, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more, so be sure to explore what our network has to offer. And you can check out more shows at truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TRUECHAT. And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at truechatinc or leave a comment on our website or app. So,
Did Battlefront 2 come out today?
All right.
Sorry.
Wait, did it?
I don't know. Is this an open beta? Do you mind if you hold the show for 3 seconds?
Oh, my gosh.
No, just kidding.
Is this what?
What?
Nerd moment.
No, it releases November 17th. This must just be an open beta for the weekend. Maybe. I don't know. Read this GameSpot article. Did you see that they reopened the multiplayer servers for the original Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PC?
I did not.
Yeah, they reopened them.
Whoa.
Pretty great.
So if I was going to be a dinosaur, I'd be the Spinosaurus. Spinosaurus lived in what is now North Africa during the Upper Albion to Upper something stages of the Cretaceous period, about 112 to 93 and a half million years ago. It weighed 15,000 to 46,000 pounds.
What are we talking about?
Good bejeebus.
The beta
the
is
Spinosaurus.
Not... Oh, okay.
46,000 pounds.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of pounds.
That's a large.
Is that what you're going to be?
Length, 41 to 59 feet.
Is that what you're going to be?
Yes. Spinosaurus, in other words, could easily take down a T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other dinosaur.
Yeah, that's the cool one with the frill on its back. That's yep. a cool one, too. It's a cool dinosaur for sure.
Huh. Spinosaurus. Is Spinosaurus real?
I would assume.
Larger than Tyrannosaurus and Gigantosaurus. It lived. I love that we named one Gigantosaurus.
Gigantosaurus.
And it's not even the biggest
one. You cannot play the Battlefront 2 beta unless you pre-ordered the game. Whoa. You can play it on Friday, though, on Xbox One as well. So if you want to try the new Battlefront out for free,
yeah,
you could play it today. Sorry, I forgot when this show's coming out. So we can play it today.
Whoa! Cam, get hyped.
Looking behind the
curtain. Spinosaurus was between 15 and 20 feet tall. This is just like this is a bit large for like any animal.
Yeah.
If we're going to be honest, that's huge.
That's
like, where do you sleep?
It's yoge.
Where do you sleep that you don't break what you sleep on? Nothing.
Like the earth itself.
Yeah.
You
what
don't
is the
sleep.
Biggest living animal? It's a whale.
It's a whale, yeah. It's the blue whale. It's a blue humpback, I think. Isn't it?
The blue
Isn't
whale.
Isn't it?
We'll
Isn't it?
The blue whale.
It is. Is it the blue humpback or just the blue whale?
Just the blue whale.
Blue whale.
It's a marine mammal belonging to the
whale family.
Suborder of baleen whales.
Baleen whales.
At 98 feet in length and 200 short tons. It's the largest known animal to have ever existed. That's impressive. How do you... what do you do with that much body?
What is this blue whale game that's getting people attacked? Students have downloaded Blue Whale Suicide Challenge app. What? What does that mean?
Oh,
Justin,
my
I've learned that there's a blue whale app that's making kids not be good people.
Whoa. Do you know what the largest living organism is, Cam?
What's that? The earth itself?
It's the honey fungus.
Honey fungus.
It measures 2.4 miles
Why?
Long.
Let's kill it. Let's kill it
lives,
before it takes it.
And lives in the Blue Mountains of Oregon. It is believed to be the largest organism on earth. 2.4 miles. Good Lord. How do you take care of that? I mean, really. That takes a big shower. Also, I feel like you just forget where parts of you are. Like the blue whale. How do you scrub everything? I don't think you do. Blue whales are so large that other organisms live on it. I mean, other organisms live on us too, though, so I suppose
that's
not that strange.
Yeah, that's not that special.
But like organisms you can see, like other animals live on the blue whale.
Correctamundo.
That's kind of gross, honestly. You're really into this Star Wars beta thing.
No, I'm not. I'm into this Blue Whale Suicide Challenge app. Did
blue
you not hear me say that?
Blue Whale Suicide Challenge. No, I heard you some blue whale game. I didn't know you were still looking
like
at
it. Yeah, it's like a weird... hold on. I'll read
all
about
right,
it.
Cam will get you something. At True Chat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard. a higher standard, the True Chat standard. And if you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. We got to go to Cam before he explodes.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, no, I'm serious. Don't make fun of me, dude. Like, this is rough. So, Ridgewood School in Doncaster, this is in the United Kingdom, has written to parents stating that they are aware that some of the students have been downloaded the horrific app. It's the Blue Whale. Blue Whale is an extremely dangerous game that appears to encourage teenagers, that's not written very well, into disturbing challenges, with the final challenge requiring the player to commit suicide. The game is already believed to be linked to the deaths of around 130 young people, but no deaths in Britain have been linked to it.
What?
Yeah, the letter seen by Doncaster Free Press, Ridgewood School urged parents to check their children's electronic equipment. The letter read, "You may be aware of an app called the Blue Whale Game, which has been featured in the news recently in connection with young people being challenged to carry out sinister daily challenges, the ultimate one being to commit suicide."
Jesus.
Yeah, that was three hours ago.
App stores?
I don't know. I was looking for it to see if I could find it. Like, one of the challenges, participants in the game are required to take part in a 50-day challenge set by a group administrator, which included self-harming and waking up in the middle of the night to watch horror videos. It is believed that the game began in Russia in 2013, with young people also challenged to carve a picture of a blue whale into their arm.
God damn you, Russia. It's a lie. Well, it's actually not a lie. It's the truth perpetrated by the Russians.
See, that's why I was freaking out. This is insane. Like, you remember...
We shouldn't be worried if the Russians are hacking.
You remember
the election,
grade school?
Because it's
when,
not serious.
When, like, the eraser challenge was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember the kid...
Oh, but this is like...
No, but this is like hardcore, like 50 straight days and then suicide at the end.
I won. I did it.
God.
Except I'm dead now.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding, man.
But at least
some kid screwed up his hand forever doing that eraser thing. You remember that?
Yeah.
I forget what that kid's name was. Didn't he drop out of school after a while?
I know what you're talking about. Probably.
Yeah. Like, it looked all bubbly, like, and stuff when it finally healed back. Oh, yeesh.
So, Cam, we need to take cybersecurity more seriously?
I don't know, man. People need to be better parents.
Cyber censorship? Are you going to be that parent that looks over the kid's shoulder all the time, though? What are you doing? Huh? Boy, I tell you.
Is this the game?
So at what age do you get your child a phone, Cam? What's the acceptable age to give them electronic devices of any kind? We'll start with that.
Of any kind?
Of any kind. When do they get their first electronic device and what is it? And I also want to know, when do they get their phone?
I don't know. I don't know, really. Like...
Well, you have kids today.
They probably get their first phone at around 8, I'd say. But it's not a smartphone. It's like a flip.
Okay, so they get their first phone around 8. Is that the first electronic device they get?
Maybe not. I would be more inclined to let them get like a DS or like a Game Boy like I had as a kid at around 6.
So 6 they can get... A gaming device.
A gaming device. Not a home console, but a mobile gaming device.
Oh.
Home console. We're going to wait until about 10, 11. Because I think that had negative effects on me as a kid. I didn't want to go out and do anything.
Gotcha. Well, TechCrunch.com tells us that the average age for a child getting their first smartphone is now 10.3 years old.
Really?
Tablets have surged from 26% to 55% usage as kids' device of choice during car rides. Smartphones trail at 45%.
Whoa. No kidding, huh?
What percentage of tweens ages 8 to 12 use a cell phone? According to research, 22% of young children own a phone ages 6 to 9. 22% of 6 to 9-year-olds own a phone. 60% of tweens ages 10 to 14 and 84% of teens 15 to 18. And cell phone companies are now marketing to younger children with colorful, kid-friendly phones and easy-to-use features. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. I'm really trying to figure out what this stupid Blue Whale game is.
Forgive Cam for not being in existence.
I can't find it. Maybe they removed it since it's getting so much media publicity. Yeah.
So you're an 8 year old when you're getting a phone. You say 8.
I said 8. Yeah.
Okay.
Is eight too young? 8 might be too young.
I mean, the average is 10.3.
Right.
So.
Well, it depends on what mom and dad are doing. Like, if I'm out working late hours, like say I'm in a radio job or something crazy, and
Are you gonna leave your 8 year old alone at home?
No.
If you're out working late.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like they can still be with a babysitter, but I'd still want them to have a phone of their own in case something goes wrong.
You could get one of those novel home phones.
No. No, God, no. Why? Why would I do that?
Oh, God. You could communicate with them?
No. I would just much rather get him a flip phone.
Ah!
Is 10 the average for a smartphone or is 10 the average for a phone?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. See, that's different. A flip phone.
Assuming that you'll
be
able to get flip phones when you have a kid that's 10
years old. You have to get flip phones. The old people will freak.
When you have a 10-year-old, if you don't get married for another, let's just say 5 years, which I feel like is pretty fast for Cam at this point based off everything he's told us.
So I'd be 2032. You're going to tell me they're still not inventing things for kids?
2032.
Eventually,
that seem like a fake date?
At 2032, I'm going to be able to put a chip in my kid's butt, and I'm going to know exactly where he or she is all the time.
I mean, you can do that now.
Yeah, you're right. But at 2032, it'll be...
Also, it doesn't have to be in their butt.
Well, you know... Could be. You know, who knows?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, nuts.
2032 does kind of seem like a fake date. I looked, somebody on Twitter the other day was like, the Second Amendment was written, you know, 250 some odd years ago. Imagine trying to write weapon laws for like 2268. It's like, yeah, it probably wouldn't be too easy.
Yeah.
You know, when laser swords.
That app really threw you off.
It really did.
It really did. It just derailed
Cam's
whole mind.
That kind of stuff, man, it gets me. I don't know why, but it really hits like my soul.
Yeah.
Kids getting tricked by
do
stuff
you have
like
a
that.
Soul? I thought you didn't believe in that hootenanny.
Shut up, dude. You know what I mean. Hits me
do
right.
I?
Hits me right in the feels. Right in my emotions.
Right in those biological chemical processes in
correct.
Your brain.
Correct
and
move.
And why does it do that?
Because I don't like kids.
It's not very
kids.
Useful or logical.
I don't like kids getting tricked, man.
A soul is the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal regarded as immortal. The essence of embodiment of a specified quality. Huh. Interesting. The two different definitions of soul.
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do about this, Cam?
I don't know.
How do we stop this?
Well, I think it's already been stopped because it's not on an app store,
okay.
At least where I can find it.
So
maybe
Google's
it's only on iPhone.
Google's like,
know.
No.
Google, I think, has at least said no, but maybe not.
And they said no.
And I said no.
And I said no. The answer was no.
The
nuts.
Answer was absolutely
how many?
100 no.
something? Good Lord.
130. Connected.
It is upsetting.
It is upsetting.
I don't know why.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail the show.
I don't know why life has to be.
But I'm glad I at least told people. So if you see your kids playing a blue whale game, tell them, hey, let me see your phone, or hey, don't do that.
So how much are you going to stand over your kid's shoulder to make sure they're not into crap?
It'll slow down at 13. 13 is when I'm like, yeah, you're a kid who has a brain. Go do things on your own. But
right.
It'll still be a
right
leash.
When those hormones have kicked into full gear.
Correct, Amundo.
Now
yeah,
I'm going to trust you to go
to trust
logical
to
things. That's right. Safe bet.
Yeah. Well, you got to let them learn and grow by themselves at that point. I think.
By themselves.
I mean, for the most part. You take a less proactive role, and I think you take a more reactive role at around 13, 14. Maybe 15, depending on... It all depends on how good the kid has been in his prior, like, years.
Gotcha.
His prior 10 years or so.
Okay.
Like,
it's going to be a
if he or she was a little shit at 2, I'm going to be not as nice to them probably at 13 or 14.
Okay.
And really lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
Like,
hammer
they,
cam.
Still have a, they still have a curfew. Curfew's 9, still 9 o'clock until about 15, till high school. Then it probably bumps up to 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the 17-year-old?
17-year-old.
You have a 17-year-old daughter.
Oh, Justin, I can't even. I can't even try to predict.
So you get married in 5 years.
How that's gonna go?
You end up with 3 daughters.
I will die slightly. I will die just a little inside.
Just have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Why is that though? Why would you be more worried about them than the guys?
It's multiple.
Why? Yeah, sexist cis white male.
I'm not a sexist cis white male.
Attack him, everyone. Do it.
I actually am more concerned. I'm more concerned about my daughters than I would be about my sons.
But why? Why do they need greater concern?
Because they, you know, females need protecting in this world. Especially young females. I don't find that to be sexist at all.
And young men don't need protection.
When talking about, you know, my daughters that exist out here in the ether that may or may not ever be a thing. I think they do need protection. I think they need less protection in the world that we live in today. I don't trust all those other boys around them, around my daughter.
Well, see, that's why I would argue that boys need just as much, if not more, protection.
Boys need more teaching.
So maybe girls do too.
Well, I think girls are just generally, they pick up things faster than guys do, especially at that age. Girls, I from what I've noticed about all the girls that have lived in my life, because the only guy that I grew up with was me. Most of the time. Especially once my parents got divorced. Because it was me and my 2 sisters and my mom. Unless we were at my dad's. And then it was my dad, my 2 sisters, and me. So it was always either equal number of chicks or I was way outnumbered.
That's right.
So I feel like I know a thing or two about girls growing up. Because, I mean, I grew up around pretty much 5. Pretty much 5 girls that I got to see grow up the whole time. And I think they catch on to things quicker. I just think they need more support. They need more, you know, love and tenderness. At least from what I have
They
what I
need
have observed.
More or we give them more? I mean, I know we give them more. We can say that fairly
I think they
definitively.
Need more. I think they need more, yeah.
What would happen if you gave guys more of that?
I mean, I don't think it hurt. Just like if you gave girls more, you know, teaching, I don't think it hurt.
Yeah.
But I think there's certain things, just biologically, that are different.
Well, I mean, that is a fact.
I know it is. But it's almost like that fact has been beat down by the likes of, you know, not feminists in general, but like feminazis, where it's like, we gotta go against everything that is man.
There are biological differences between men and women, but I think the question comes into how differently do you treat them based off of their biological differences. And I think we have issues on both ends. The issue with men being that, you know, generally speaking, most people I don't think educate their male child growing up that the expression of emotion is an important thing, as to where females more naturally learn that because of the way they're raised, and furthering the, you know, love and support that they get. If you're not also increasing that for guys, I think only furthers that divide between men thinking that it's not okay to feel things.
Well, I didn't say that it wasn't okay for men to feel things.
I didn't say you said that. I said that generally speaking, I think that's what happens. And I think part of why that happens is they witness that females are the ones that, you know, oh, it's okay that they're going through an emotional time and it's all right to cry and it's all right to, you know, throw tantrums and everything else. And guys are supposed to hold it all together, you know, 99% of the time. But it can also be manly if you shed a tear or two when someone dies. Like, that's okay. But other than that,
that's out of respect, man.
That's right.
Pour one out for
exactly.
the homies.
Yes, exactly. So it's an acceptable dude bro thing to do.
The
two dude
thing
bros
to
can
do.
Cry,
dude bro thing
give each
to
other
do.
A quick bro hug, big slap on the back. It's okay, man. I'm here for you. Unless you want to talk about your feelings and then screw off, because I don't know those things.
Whatever, man. I just, you know, I think it goes without saying that I would be more concerned if I had 3 daughters than I would if I had 3 sons.
Right. I'm just curious as to why.
And I think I told you why.
Because they need you. Well, you said you give them more care,
more protection. Because I don't trust guys more than I don't trust females to do things that I wouldn't want.
So you're afraid that as females they're at greater risk of being taken advantage of by a man?
Correct.
Okay.
in any way, shape, or form. They're a greater advantage, you know, to be...
So, in the situation where the females are at greater advantage to be taken advantage of, just generally speaking, than men are, I would say the root of the problem then is talking more to males about not putting
Correct.
Women in that situation.
But I don't...
Not
I,
further protecting the females.
Yeah, but I don't have any control of other males that they're going to school with.
Right.
Which I agree, that's the problem.
Yeah. I think it's a combination. That's Lance and I talked about that a week ago, where we were bringing up the whole... we talked a little...
Because Lance, for what it's worth, two daughters.
Yeah. Talked a little bit about getting pregnant at a young age.
Ah,
we were talking marriage,
shucks.
Really. But we were talking about... He brought up the getting pregnant, you know, at a young age and daughters and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I thought we both had some good insightful stuff, because we were talking at the time. It was another story about the issue of rape at college, you know, and what's happening with higher education and that stuff. And that's where we were both talking about, kind of unrelated. Does it make it right? Is there ever a situation where it's right that anyone got raped? Absolutely not. Of course not. Clearly. However, and there is a however, and everyone shouldn't freak out about that. And again, this is a guy who has $2. If you got so wasted, you know, that someone, that you're passed out and then you get raped, you know, is it your fault you got raped? No, but it is your fault that you got that drunk in the first place, you know, and that's not the college experience, and it shouldn't be. I think there's people who would argue otherwise, that a big part of college is that you ought to go out and drink and party and get all that out of your system. But Lance argued, and I was right there with him, that that should never be part of the college experience. It's not why you go to college. You go to college to pay for an education, you know, that's why you go. And going to get plastered and not know what's happening half of the time leads to things like that happening on both ends, both the person doing the raping and the person being raped, you know, because you hear about all the time where, and sometimes I'm sure it's a lie, but sometimes I'm sure it's the truth, where the person doing the raping doesn't really remember what happened, you know, kind of sort of remembers, but not really, not very well. You know, and when kids are that
just,
drunk and that high,
you get in a sticky situation there, though, because then you start to give the okay for people who are also, you know, getting drunk to say, well, I don't remember it. It wasn't, we were both completely
right.
hammered.
And that's,
then maybe you're starting to give them an excuse, even if they remember it full well, that, oh, maybe I didn't do it. We were both at a party. I've got, you know, the reasonable doubt that I was, you know, that I was drunk. You can't prove that I wasn't. I was at a party
right.
where jungle juice was a flowing, and there may have been two bottles of Bacardi thrown in that thing. And who knows what could have happened.
Which is why we were talking about, for what it's worth, the changes that the Secretary of Education is making to how schools are going to handle these things, how they're going to look at them. Because they are trying to do things that do a better job of more definitive evidence. Because what's required right now is a more likely than not.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is wrong.
Right. Which is as opposed to, but the challenge is, as you've pointed out, it can be very difficult in these situations to ever get more than that. Even if it did happen 100%, you know, and everyone knows it and it happened, it can be hard even if it happened.
Evidence.
Right. Because you just have one that said no and one that said yes.
And then it becomes he said, she said.
Right. And then, well, there was drinking. Yes. Is it likely that something like that could happen at a party like that? Sure. Was she conscious? No. Was he in the room? Yes. Okay. Well, you know, the laws of 2+2 say that it's more likely than not that he probably had sex with her. And I do think that's wrong. But at the same time, that's why Lance and I talked about, I don't know how you make that right, because I see the other side of it, why it is the way that it is. But the way that you go about solving most of this is to prevent it from happening in the first place, which means that there shouldn't be things like this happening. There should not be a party where you can get that drunk and that wasted as part of the college experience, you know?
Well, good luck. Good luck getting rid of that.
Yeah.
You
want to fix it, that's how you do it. You know, you don't find a better way to be bad to people after these things happen. You know, should they be prosecuted to the fullest extent? Sure. Should it forever ruin the rest of their life? No. You know, is it a terrible thing? Absolutely.
Well, I think that depends.
Yeah, I mean, I mean in a way where, and again, that's a, you know, slippery slope, because I think there's a lot of details that go into that. I mean in a situation where someone was not permanently, physically, you know, injured in some way. Because I think you obviously always have that psychological trauma. But I've always been, that's not just a rape thing. That's across the board. I have an issue with capital punishment, because I don't think that the, and I also have an issue with life in prison. Because if we're going to keep them around, then I think you have to do what you can to rehabilitate them and yes. give them an opportunity to be better.
Well, that's a complete change of how we view our current.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you have that issue system. With, you know, sex offenders, too. Are there times where it's done, where it should be done, where it's, you know, some guy who's really taking advantage of younger people? Absolutely. There's also times where
a 19-year-old has sex with a 16-year-old and then is a sex offender for the rest of his or her
right.
life.
And there's nothing and they can do about
that. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I agree. That's absolutely asinine.
And that's why I come back to...
There's the difference between a 48-year-old who is, you know, has child porn on his computer or is, you know, trying to get kids to come meet him.
Right.
That's way different than a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Right. And it's hard because it's a gray area. How, you know, what is okay? Because I do think there are times where, you know, the 17-and-a-half-year-old is truly in love with a 35- or 40-year-old, you know, or yeah. even older than that. Truly yep. is. Whether or not you can talk about how naive they are and that they shouldn't be, but they actually feel that way. You know, they are actually in love with that person.
Now, there is the interesting conversation right there. Even if society would say it's wrong, it's kind of like the whole
right.
transgender
discussion.
Does
it actually make it wrong?
You know, yeah, exactly. Is what you feel and how you perceive the world, does it supersede certain things when it comes to law?
Yep.
Because, I mean, obviously we wouldn't go as far as to say as murder and taking advantage of other people in any way, shape, or form, whether it's...
Something you do that doesn't negatively impact another
negatively
person.
Impact another person, yes. Right. Good way to put that.
In a way that deprives them of life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. You know, because then you have that whole argument of,
or property, or right. burning down their house.
Well, those gay people walking around, I tell you what, they impede on my well-being.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, I suppose
know.
You could make that argument.
I don't know about that.
But at the same time, if they're not doing anything that economically... you know, injures you or physically hurts you.
Are they hurting you more than that homeless man who just put a shiv in your kidney? I doubt it.
Right.
I doubt it.
Wow, poor homeless people.
Well,
you know. Bad name to them.
That was the first person I could think of that could be walking down the street
anyway,
and then also randomly attack you.
Get at the root of the problem.
Sorry, homeless people.
We talk about that a lot on True Chat, but I'm sorry. That you go to college, supposedly, to get a good career, and that doesn't have to, nor should it involve anyone getting raped and or anyone.
How did we get here?
Getting injured, you know. We're talking about your daughters.
My Lord.
Before that, we were talking about at what age you give them a cell phone.
I guess, man. Holy smokes.
And you could even say it all goes back to better parenting. How do you fix it, Cam? You get parents to freaking tell their kids that that's not part of the damn college experience, and I ain't paying for it if you ever get caught doing that, you know.
Well, but then they're going to want to do it.
Oh, okay. Then we'll see how long it lasts, you know. When,
yeah, but then, Justin,
then the
college
are you
going to handicap your kid for the rest of their life?
Is not going to college a handicap? Should it be?
I mean, some people say it's not. I think you and I are more qualified than 85% of the college graduates that have graduated in the last 3 years.
Yeah, and that's not and that doesn't mean that we're great, you know. Mind
I think
you.
It means that I'm great.
Okay, well, that's Cam, but Cam's awesome.
I think it also means that you're great, for what it's worth.
Thanks.
Love you,
but
hugs and kisses.
Yes. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. Hey, we talked about Gossip Girl yesterday
we
after
actually
the show.
Did. That's right. It was after the show. But, yeah, I don't know. You got to get at the root of the problem, and I think it does come back to parenting. Tie it all together. Because what happens, right? If 60% of parents say to their kids going off to college, one time you get caught doing this, and I'm not paying for it. You know, and if that means you have to drop out, that's what it means, you know, but I'm not kidding. And if they stuck to that, and you lose half of the college population.
Right, but you can't force everybody to do that.
I know, but then colleges change the way they go about it. I'm not saying force anyone. I'm saying it needs to be a change in parenting. And it doesn't take every parent to do it overnight. It takes some parents to start doing it for it to be effective. Because then the kid drops out, and then the kids decide, wow, I can't get a good job. I could have been great, so now I'm going to work my butt off, get myself back into school while working a job, like what Lance did, and then I'm going to be a responsible human, you know? And I'm not going to live off of mom and daddy's dime who sent me to this college and use their money to buy illegal alcohol and get drunk off my hind endes.
Are you still in favor of making the drinking age 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as I've talked about before, I am in favor of if that was the option. In other words, if the only option was we can vote today to make everything 18, then that's what I would do. Because I think whatever the age is that you're allowed to die for your country, you ought to freaking be able to drink.
Okay.
And you ought to be able to gamble, you know?
Gambling at 21 is kind of dumb.
But, I have also said...
And you can buy lottery tickets before then.
That's right. Yeah. Which is...
The government will allow you to gamble with them.
Which is a form of gambling. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The government, it's okay for you to gamble with us. You just can't gamble with private business.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, but I also talked about, I think starting at age 16...
They've been screwing the Native Americans for 200 years, and they still just going at them, even with gambling.
Probably at age 15, and we debated that. But whatever the start age is, you have a start age to age 25, 14 to 25. Any time in there, you can apply for adult status, and it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yep, we talked about this.
Right, which is if you get approved, it means you can drive, you can drink, you know. You can gamble, and guess what? You can die for your country. So, yeah, that means that if you have your adult status age 16, you can be sent to war. You know, but that's part of what it is.
I don't know if I agree with that, but
18 is an arbitrary number that we pulled
out
of nowhere.
It is an arbitrary number, but I want kids to get at least a high school diploma first.
Right. So don't apply for your adult license until you're ready. When you apply, you get the benefits and you also get the requirements that citizenship bestows on you. You also get to vote as soon as you have adult status. So, yeah, that means we could have 16-year-olds voting, but it also means they can die for their country. You know, it also means they can vote, and they can gamble, and they can drink.
I don't like that point as much.
Yeah.
I'm now off your bandwagon a little bit.
Well, that's fine. We all approved it previously. We just hadn't decided what the starting age was.
I think Lance would be with me, too, that you can't send a kid to war before he's done with high school.
If they're an adult. And I do think there are kids who are more prepared than other
kids. That's great, man. I understand how it works. I'm just saying I think Lance would be with me on that one.
For what reason, though?
Because you need a high school education is a baseline. Here, now you're ready for the world, or at least that's what it should be.
Right, but it's not, and we all know that. A high school diploma does nothing for you other than say that you're somewhat more qualified than the lowlifes who couldn't get this.
Wow, calling them lowlifes now, huh?
I'm saying that's what the world thinks, but it doesn't guarantee you anything.
Well,
it guarantees you a job as a manager at McDonald's at best, you know, maybe. But there's positions like that now where you have college grads doing that work sometime because McDonald's does take care of its employees and offer them opportunity to go into education and get a degree. They want to do that stuff.
Yep.
More and more places are doing that. That used to be, you could get a job flipping burgers. Not for long, because computers are going to flip burgers. So what are you going to do? Because you're going to be too stupid to program that computer, because we didn't teach you anything about that in high school. Instead, we taught you a whole bunch of stuff that you probably don't remember. You know, 90% of which you could not regurgitate a year to 2 years later.
But we know what high school is currently used for, and we disagree with how it's being used, but it is used to show that you can learn information, then spit it back out like a machine,
right,
and follow directions.
Yep.
Don't get expelled.
And I would say that today, through the next 10 years, it continues every year to become less and less relevant to be able to perform that skill set of memorize and regurgitate. Because we have great machines that can do that longer,
yes,
faster, and better than people.
And they don't die.
Right. With no margin of error, you know. If you type in, I guarantee you, if you type into your computer 100 times 2 plus 2, it will always get it right every single time, you know.
I would assume that, yeah.
Yeah. It will never say, oh, well, I think it's 5 today, or I forgot what it is, you know. It knows. So, I don't know. I think you got to get at the root of the problem, and that's parenting.
There you go. parenting. Talked about rape today. Remember when we talked about dinosaurs?
Yep.
Remember when we started the show with Barney the dinosaur?
You want to talk about some bad parents?
What do you mean?
There were some dinosaurs that were really bad parents.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were some that were really great parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume.
There were some dinosaurs that ate their young. So, hey, you better not be around when I get back because I'm going to eat you. That's right. Go grow up.
Get out of here.
Get going.
You're either out of here. Oh, I watched a little bit more Bloodline. Dude. Yeah. So, got through the halfway point of season 2.
Yeah.
I'm in episode 6. Did not expect the drug dealer to die. Like, the main guy who... Yeah, he was also someone who knew about John and was going to and was gonna squeal. And that was a really nice one when he's talking to Danny in the office. And Danny's like, it's still ambiguous of what he decided. And you think they get the drugs and they get off the shore. And it's like, oh, my God, he let him go. And then it's... And all the lights turn on, and it's just like, I can't believe you let
him
do it. You're gonna let him squeal. And then they call him to the spot because it's like, oh, no, they're going to arrest him. They know the thing. And it's just like, oh, and there is Wayne Lowry just with 12 stab wounds.
Dead. Just dead.
Yeah. From the guy they talked to that day.
Yep.
Who was just like, he's got to die. That man, I accept the punishment.
That's right.
And they were like, literally, that guy told him that, and they're like, stop talking. We will get you a lawyer. Shut your mouth.
He's like nope.
No, I did it.
I know what I did. I know it was wrong.
Here's your murder weapon.
So, yeah.
Dude, too good. A bit lucky. A bit lucky there that he rolled the dice and literally got everything he wanted.
Hey, anyone who says success in life isn't a certain amount of luck is wrong.
Oh, it's just wrong. It's, oh, God, who was that? I saw it on Facebook the other day. Oh, it was Bo Burnham with one of the late night.
Bo Burnham.
It was him with one of the late night hosts. It's like asking people with success for advice is really dumb. Asking people that are as lucky as we are for career advice is stupid. And I forget the joke he made.
Yeah.
That's
like John's book and his that line in his book, Business is Art. Something about business is a certain amount of like fortitude and hard work and grit and also luck. It's about 10% of all the things you can control and about 90% of getting lucky.
Getting lucky.
Getting lucky.
Things you can't control.
Although that is a cop-out for lots of people who aren't successful. I'm just unlucky.
This is the quote. He was on Conan.
Yeah.
Or Conan. I'm not sure how he pronounced it.
Conan.
It's Conan. Don't take advice from people like me who got very lucky. Taylor Swift telling you to follow your dreams is like a lottery winner saying, liquidize your assets, buy Powerball tickets. It works.
That's right. What did you do to become successful? I bought lottery tickets my whole life.
And I hit.
Right. Along with the 50 million other people who do the same thing.
But I liquidize your assets.
I knew.
Buy Powerball.
If I bought enough, I would win. Actually, that is true. I mean, you know, statistically speaking, if you could buy enough lottery tickets, you could win. You would eventually win the lottery.
You would.
But it would take a fortune larger than what you would win in order to buy enough tickets to have good statistical odds.
Correctamundo.
To do it in a lifetime. So, because everyone has a chance. Just not a very good chance. All right. Well, on that note, be a good parent.
55-minute episode.
What dinosaur would you be? And you got a chance to win the lottery.
Teach your kids not to drink and do bad, sexy things.
That's
in,
right.
In college.
That's all. Be a good parent.
Yeah.
Be a great parent like Cam wants to be.
I want to be one. I am so afraid that I'd screw it up, though.
The terrified
parent.
See,
you two, I tell you what, you and Brett are lucky. You just get to handpick. That kid seems like he'll be pretty cool.
Do you really know, though? I mean, I don't feel like you know.
I mean, how old of a kid are you getting?
I don't know. I haven't talked about
it.
We've talked about both ends of the spectrum, like baby. So, like... legitimate start
out of the
everything.
Womb, and then they just hand it to you.
Yep, there you go.
Feed it with your boobs you don't have.
What do you do with this? Or go the other end of the spectrum and adopt the kids that no one else will adopt because they're too old.
Yeah, apparently that's very hard to do, is adopt a baby right out of the womb.
Yes.
Very easy to get a kid that is.
Everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a baby.
Plus, certain parents like won't give them to young people.
Right.
Like, I read about that the other day. It was actually someone that graduated high school with us who has some ovarian issues, like can't have a kid. And they were like, no, we won't give you an infant. No parent would agree to give a 21-year-old an
infant. Usually, that's done through private sale. Like, There's lawyer. There, no, it's true. There's lawyers who deal in that. You want to talk about slavery here for a real quick second? Is it okay
slavery,
to sell?
Come on, I don't know about slavery. They're not.
You're literally selling your infant child to another human. I mean, that is the very definition of this is property, and we're gonna give it to you for this much money.
It's not okay. It doesn't sound okay.
People do it though.
Yeah, and I mean, they do.
To the credit of the people who do, oftentimes
sorry, you were trying to end the show.
They are taking it away from, you know, someone who probably shouldn't be the parent. So it's not that it's a bad thing that happens. I'm just saying, yeah, think about it. It's a think about it moment.
Think about it.
Chew on that.
Chew on that for you.
Is it okay to give someone $50,000
for a child?
For a child. Is there a price that you should place on that? But yeah. I don't know.
So can I just say
we've debated that as well.
No way a kid is worth $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's way too much heartache and headache for it to be worth. I'll ask my
potential
mom.
Worth.
Oh yeah, I'll ask my mom.
I mean, it is an investment in your future because you're assuming that someday when you're old and crippled and are peeing your bed that they'll be there to
take care of you. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So unless they're not, in which case it's still your own fault. So. Man, if I had taught them to care about me more, crap, I wouldn't have fallen and can't get up without their help.
Need life alert.
That's right. Oh, God, that's the worst commercial ever. It's so bad. I've fallen and can't get up. Yep, because that's the first thing that everyone says as soon as they fall. Oh, all right. Destroy it all. On that note, we got to get out of here. Holy moly. As always, we can't thank you enough for tuning into the True Chat. Did you know that you can join the conversation on our app or website?
I didn't know.
TrueChat.org. If you already listen to shows on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can subscribe to
Blueberry.
Our shows there. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
We decided that should be a name. Anyway, for
the Blueberry.
The True Chat Show on True Chat on this happy Friday in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Lowe.
Oh, and I'm Ken Pierce.
We'll see you next time on the True Chat Show.
Oh,
be the change.
Oh, my.